Well, we are getting ready to talk to Evan Wood. And in fact, instead of getting ready to talk to Evan, let's just begin talking with Evan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good this morning.
Good. How old are you?
I'm 12 and in sixth grade.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Mount Lebanon Montessori School and Academy.
And you're here in part because of your entry in the Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair. Did you end up winning a division? I don't know all the details.
Yes, I won third place in my division.
Congratulations. Tell me about your project.
I did my project on Legos because I play with them a lot, but... And I've noticed that the brown ones broke more often than other colors while I was playing with them, and my brown ones were, like, constantly breaking, so I wanted to do my science fair project to figure out if it was really the brown ones that broke more often or just something.
That's fascinating. So I'm trying. It's been a while since I've played with Legos. Mine were mostly white, red, gray, blue, yellow. But I don't remember brown as a color. There probably are lots of new colors.
There are a lot more colors now.
And so you would just notice that in the various kits you had, the brown ones would crack more often seem to?
While you try to take them apart, just they're always snapping and breaking.
So did you have a hypothesis?
I thought that it was the pigments that were making them break more, the color that makes them brown. I'd heard that on, like, YouTube and places.
That's fascinating to think of that. So how did you explore or design your experiments? What did you do?
So for my experiment, I took a weight and I clamped a plate upside down on a table with half of it hanging off, and then I would drop the weight from about a foot above the plate and a maximum of 10 times and see if it broke. And if it did break, I would record how many drops it took to break. If it didn't, I would measure the degree that it was bent with a protractor, and then I would record all that data.
Wow. Okay, I want to make sure I'm visualizing this. This is really cool. So your test object, would it be... like a lengthy Lego or?
I tested a couple different sizes. I tested 1x4 plates, which is 1x4 studs, which is probably like 1.5 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tested 2x4s, 1x6s, 2x6s, and then 1x8s and 2x8s.
Wow. And when you say plate, these are the Lego pieces. They're called plates.
Like, three Lego plates stacked on top of each other is equal to one Lego brick. So
I remember these now. Got it. It has been a while for me. So you'd put the plate. Did you suspend it, did you say? Or?
So I clamped it onto a table.
Oh, okay.
Upside down with the studs facing the table and the anti-studs facing up.
That's really smart. Okay, and you clamping it against the table is really important because that keeps the Lego from moving or shifting. Did it take you a while to figure out that you had to control the environment of the Lego way?
My first procedure that I came up with was to make it more like how I actually break my Legos with the brick separator piece, where I would attach a plate to a Lego base plate, and that would attach my brick separator piece, and then I would drop the weight on the brick separator piece, but that was not breaking the plates, so I had to come up with a different procedure.
So how many trials did you so you had to do this not only for these different sizes, but I guess across many different colors?
Yes, I also tested used plates that I got from the Steel City Lego user group as a donation, and from Lego themselves. So I tested I think yellow, green, blue, red, and brown plates. I tested three of each size, and three for each size for log, and three for each size for Lego.
Wow.
And I'm thinking that it came out to 60 different trials. And if I drop the weight around 10 times for each, some of them broke, I dropped the weight around like 500 times.
500 times. And what did your findings show?
I found that the brown definitely was the weakest. Weaker in log than Lego because it had been played with more and used more, but... And then second was red, and yellow and blue were pretty high in both. And green was in the middle, but...
Did you share your findings with Lego, or... because I would want to know if I were Lego.
I shared them with the Steel City Lego user group, the same person who helped donate the parts so they could see what I did with them. But
interesting.
I did send letters to some of Lego's headquarters around the country and in Denmark inquiring about the problem before I started. And they said that there was a problem with the brown, and they knew that, and they were trying to fix it.
How interesting. I'll bet you the formula for what goes into a brown Lego is probably confidential, I would think. Did you try to find out anything about that?
No, but Legos are made with ABS plastic, though I also tried to 3D print some Legos, and it's a lot harder to 3D print Legos than you would think.
What makes it so hard?
First, the nozzle kept getting clogged, and at one point it actually picked up the plate that I was trying to print because it got so hot. And it would either mess up because it was too small, and they would never actually lock in with the other plates. And, yeah, I tried for months to print them. And in the end, I only tested three. Or no, I tested two. Black ones that I printed with PLA plastic, and they both broke on the first try. But I did not compare those to my other plates for my project because there wasn't enough data.
What a great idea. Did you graph some of these things or make tables?
I had a lot of charts on my presentation board, and I took all my data and made tables with it.
That's amazing. Do you think you're going to continue this research?
I definitely want to go to the science fair next year and do it again, and I may do a continuation project or another project.
What do you – it clearly you like doing this sort of stuff, I think. What do you like about it, and why do you think it's important to study things and learn about how they work?
I think it would be useful to study how Legos break to, like, help Lego make their plates better so they don't break as often anymore. And if your plates do break, Lego has a place on their website where you can tell them which plate broke, and they will send you a new one for free, which is really good.
That's awfully nice. What other kinds of things do you like to do in addition to this? Do you have anything you like doing outside or subjects that you're enjoying in school?
My favorite subject in school is math.
And what are you doing? Let's see, you're 12, so is it 7th grade this year or 6th?
I'm in 6th grade.
6th. That would be where I was. So are you doing like pre-algebra?
Yeah, I'm doing pre-algebra.
How are you doing with it?
It's pretty fun. I haven't started adding numbers to the letters yet, but I'm learning how to like combine like terms and solve it so it's just into a smaller problem. And then eventually my teacher, Mr. Brown, will put letters in. We'll assign the letters to numbers, and then I can solve those problems.
Those are a lot of fun. They're like puzzles do. Any other things you enjoy doing?
My second favorite subject will probably be history. We're studying World War II right now.
Very cool. That's one that I didn't like as much. What do you like about history?
It's just interesting to learn about ancient cultures and how they worked. And, like, there's a lot of interesting things that happened, like ancient Greece and Rome.
That's good that you're learning about those things. Have you thought at all about what you might like to do when you're older?
Yes. I'd either like to be a lawyer or a private investigator.
Interesting. I mean, this makes sense to me, even though I haven't known you for a very long time. Also, it matters not whether it makes sense to be or not. This is your life. But because you're really, you would have to be good at observing things, you know, to recognize the brown Lego issue. And lawyers and private detectives would really need to know how to do that. Have you ever met somebody with one of those jobs?
No, but my teachers, both of his parents were lawyers.
So that gives you, your teacher would have a good understanding of that.
Yeah.
Probably. Speaking of teachers, is there anybody else you'd like to acknowledge, whether it be family members or teachers that helped you with the science project? You mentioned Mr. Brown, yeah, your math teacher.
Well, he's my subjects teacher, but and my mom helped me a really lot with my project, and the employees at the Fab Lab at the Carnegie Science Center helped me a really lot, helped me learn how to 3D print and use the software.
That's excellent. I'm trying to, as a private detective, I watch some of those. I don't know if you've watched shows with private detectives or played any games with private detectives. It's always fascinating to me how they solve things by being very observant. If you were a lawyer, do you know what you would do as a lawyer or the kind of client you would want to help?
I wanted to be a corporate lawyer for Lego because another thing I wanted to do was work for Lego. And I thought it'd be fun so I could do both. I could be a lawyer and work for Lego if I was a corporate lawyer for Lego.
Very cool. And what does a corporate lawyer for Lego do, do you think?
I don't know this for sure, but I think they'd probably like help write the disclaimers on the boxes and sue other companies.
I think you're right. They probably look for people stealing their technology or designs, right? They probably write, do not put in your mouth or caution consent small part.
3+.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll bet you they do things like protect the formulas, whatever pigments get used to make those colors. Are probably really important. I think you've got good insight into what that might be like.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, I know school is probably ending in about a month.
My school ends on the 25th.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Good for you. Before Memorial Day. Do you have any plans for the summer?
I know I'm going on vacation to, I think it was Maryland that we're going to.
Excellent. Do you miss school when it's out? I mean, it's probably nice to get away, but it seems to me like you really like learning.
Yeah, this year I'm graduating my school that I started in third grade, so I'll probably miss school a little bit, but.
Where will you go next year?
Next year I'm going to Young Scholars in Baldwin.
I know that school. It's a great school. Well, it's really been nice to talk with you. This is Evan Wood, and we've been talking about his Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair project that statistically showed that brown Legos are more likely to break than other colors in the Lego family, enough so that Lego indicates it's a known issue. Is that maybe the way they put it? They wouldn't say it's a defect or a flaw. It's an issue.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? It's been really great talking to you.
The Science Fair overall's event was a really fun place to go.
Yeah, I have a question for you. Did you see an exhibit or two that really amazed you when you did you get a chance to see other exhibits?
You mean like the exhibit at the science fair?
Yeah, at the
science center.
Yeah, that other kids worked on at the science fair.
So across from my category, like there's a little walkway between us, but were the they weren't high school, but they were 7th and 8th grade, and some of their projects were really interesting.
Was there one that you remember that you could talk about?
One kid did solar power, something about solar power, and how taking out a certain part of the solar panel would make them a lot more effective and would lower the price a lot, but...
Wow.
He was, like, right across from me, so I got to listen in on some of his interviews. There were some other people, like, down the walkway from me with a giant metal machine that I didn't know what it was, but I didn't get to see what theirs was because...
Yeah, it's hard if you're representing your own project to take them all in.
They did have a student choice award at the science fair, so you could walk around and look at other kids' projects, and you could choose someone to win.
That's cool.
I chose the person with the solar panels, I think.
Yeah, if they've got a way to make solar panels more effective and less expensive, that seems like a good idea. I really love the project that you described that you did, though, because you observed it. You wanted to confirm a problem, and then try to bring it to the attention of the people who could solve it, which is a very noble thing to do.
Maybe if I continued this project and I did figure out what was in the brown pieces, I could try to find a way to make them not break as easily.
Yeah, I hope they... Well, that's why being, you know, working for LEGO makes sense. Hopefully they'll write back and share that with you. They're a good company.
Yeah.
They care about that. Well, thank you. Evan, anything else you wanted to say?
No, I'm good.
Okay. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Evan Wood, Mount Lebanon Montessori School, about to be an alumni of that school. And he's talking about his entry in the Carnegie Science Center Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade.